This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. One person is dead and two others wounded after a Russian missile hit non-residential buildings in the capital Kyiv Thursday. Kyiv Mayor Vitaly Klitschko broke the news in a post on the Telegram messaging app. Air raid sirens wailed across Ukraine after Russia launched a wave of missile and self-exploding drone attacks. They come one day after U.S. President Joe Biden announced the United States will send 31 Abrams tanks to Ukraine to counter an expected fresh Russian offensive in the coming months. The story from VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman in Washington.
Reversing an earlier stance not to send in the immediate future such weaponry to the Ukrainians, President Joe Biden said the battalion of tanks, he termed the most capable in the world, will come with the parts and equipment necessary to effectively sustain the armored fighting vehicles on the battlefield.
These tanks are further evidence of our enduring, unflagging commitment to Ukraine and our confidence in the skill of the Ukrainian forces.
Biden spoke at the White House just hours after Germany announced it is sending two battalions of Leopard 2 tanks to Ukraine. That decision followed weeks of diplomatic pressure on Berlin. An advisor to Ukraine's president tells VOA News that Kyiv will eventually need between 250 and 400 tanks, and its next request from the West will be for extended-range missiles. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
For more on all the stories we're covering, you can visit us at voanews.com. We also have an easy-to-use app that you can download. Just search for VOA News. From Washington, via remote, this is VOA News. Israeli forces have killed several Palestinians and wounded many others during a raid in the occupied West Bank. AP correspondent Karen Chamas reports.
The violence occurred in the Jenin refugee camp, a militant stronghold that has been the focus of Israeli raids in the past year. The conflict spiked in January with over two dozen Palestinians killed since the start of the year. The fighting comes weeks into Israel's new government, its most right-wing ever, which has pledged to take a hard line against the Palestinians. The unrest also comes days before Secretary of State Antony Blinken is set to arrive in the region and push for steps that might improve daily life for the Palestinians. I'm Karen Chamas.
An immigrant farm worker in the United States was formally charged with premeditated murder Wednesday in the fatal shooting of seven co-workers near San Francisco. The 66-year-old Chinese national and the lone suspect in Monday's massacre in the seaside town of Half Moon Bay was charged with seven counts of murder and a single count of attempted murder. Authorities believe he acted alone Monday when he entered a mushroom farm where he worked, shot and killed four people and seriously wounded a fifth. He then drove to a nearby farm where he previously worked and killed three more people, all of this according to police. Meanwhile, the police chief in Monterey Bay, California, where 11 people were shot and killed and nine others wounded at a ballroom dance hall 2 days earlier, is defending his decision not to warn the public for hours that a killer was on the loose. AP correspondent Ben Thomas with more.
Monterey Park Police Chief Scott Weiss tells the AP other law enforcement in the region were alerted, but it didn't make sense to warn the public late at night, even after receiving a report that the suspect may have targeted another club nearby.
I'm not going to send my officers door to door waking people up and telling them that we're looking for a male Asian in Monterey Park. It's not going to do us any good.
They brought in the L.A. County Sheriff's Department, which confirmed the fatalities to the AP about 4 hours after the shooting. But it was roughly an hour later that first word came a suspect was at large. Several hours after that, he was found dead in his van. I'm Ben Thomas.
Torrential rain hit central Athens Thursday as a wave of bad weather made its way across the country. The Parthenon atop the ancient Acropolis was barely visible in the storm. Residents received an emergency alert asking them to restrict their movements, and police reported road closures due to flooding in the Greek capital. From Washington, via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.